think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague Mary Kissel, Executive Vice President of Stevens Incorporated, former senior advisor to the Secretary of State for many years with the Wall Street Journal in East Asia for the editorial board. A new book, The Crisis of Democratic Capitalism, which I've not read, I'm looking forward to, by Martin Wolf, the distinguished economist columnist for the Financial Times, in summary, is very unhappy with the way capitalism is being practiced. Billions for a few and no improvement in life for the many. This is the equity story that we practice in America, but Martin Wolf's an Englishman. And the column by Adrian Wooldridge, a distinguished columnist for Bloomberg Opinion, much on this show the last years when he was writing for The Economist, finds there are things to celebrate in this book, which is bearish, which is unhappy with the way we practice capitalism. Mary, I sent you the column because there's a criticism here of America that's implicit, that we turn to bread and circuses when in doubt, that our populist left and populist right practice magic on television and little changes until we change the way we practice capitalism. Does that resonate with you, Mary, and all the travels you've seen over the world? Do people think, well, your version of capitalism is exploitative, so therefore I'll entertain the command economy of China and Russia?
Well, John, I have to say I've admired Adrian's work for many years. He wrote a wonderful book called The Right Nation about the character of American democracy, I think back in the 90s. But in reading this essay, I have to respectfully disagree with him. There are many different flavors of democratic nations that practice capitalism. There are several facts that are very clear when you look at the data. The first is that the capitalist system has produced the most prosperity for the most people in history, largely because it takes our naturally selfish instincts as men and women, and it channels it into good. That is absolutely indisputable if you look at the record of capitalist countries versus socialist or communist regimes. This essay implies that, as you called it, the bread and circuses view of the last administration, which I served, somehow didn't benefit a large number of people. And that's, again, simply factually incorrect. In fact, the Trump administration produced the greatest job creation in modern history. It produced outstanding growth, more than 3%, the lowest unemployment for minorities, youth, in the lower class. So, in fact, it was the bottom rungs of society that did the best. Why is that? Because the Trump team liberated entrepreneurs and innovators to do what they do best, to take risks and to start new businesses and to try to grow. And when they grew, they hired people. It's disappointing to me to read an essay like this that doesn't look at that record in a factual way. Perhaps one of the reasons is because the form of capitalism that's been practiced in Britain in recent decades, at the hands of the Conservative Party, no less, has gone in the opposite direction, has tried to give government a bigger role, as you would see in a socialist economy. And the commiserate record is miserable. Britain is now once again the sick man of Europe, performing terribly. There is no upward mobility. And so perhaps the dissatisfaction that Adrian voices here about the state of democratic capitalism is not really about the United States, but more of a reflection of his experience of modern day Britain.
Also, Mary, the measure of universities. You and I come out of university communities many decades ago. I dimly remember once upon a time I was on a campus. The generalization today is that universities have become pockets of illiberalism, translation, censorship, castigation, throwing people out and making sure they don't work again. That is not a product of capitalism, Mary. That's something else. That's some other influence. That's treating people not as individuals, but in fact as tribes or some collective category. That has come to our academies. Or am I overgeneralizing, Mary?
No, I think that's absolutely right. And in fact, Bill Maher, who's a very sharp Democrat, as a talk show, recently did a segment on this that I'd commend to everyone. Look, a healthy democracy rests on an informed citizenry and on honest and vibrant, vigorous debate. And both parties have something to offer. They have different prescriptions, usually for the same ends. Both parties say that they want a better education for their kids, or the provision of essential health care to all, or the ability to have that health care, the ability to work and to make your way in the world and to give your kids a better future than you have. They simply have different recipes. But I think what we've lost in the United States is the kind of critical thinking and civility that you need in order to foster that kind of debate. And I dearly hope that it's something that we can reclaim. I think Americans are very hungry for it. And I think it's more possible here in America than it is in any other democracy in the world, because contrary to popular conception, we are the most vigorous democracy out there. We have a multiplicity of voices, be they in universities, online, in print, on our television screens. We have access to an enormous amount of information. And there isn't that vigor in other democracies. You can't really go to a place like France or Germany and see those many points of view. Or if you can, it's really hard to find it. So I have hope in America, but we are in an extremely dangerous period, John, and we need that kind of a debate now more than ever.
Mary Kissel, I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
We all make choices. When it comes to alcohol, kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad.
Bye-bye.
Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em, have a seat for a second. Remind me about that party again.
Alex is just...
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. They want guidance and honest answers to their questions. And it makes a difference when the message is consistent and part of everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No